podcast today. So I really just want to give a huge shout out to all my listeners. I really appreciate everyone that is tuning back in, and to my new listeners, thank you all. We are here to talk about the things that are sometimes left unsaid. We're here to talk about controversial topics. We are really here to have a dialogue. So I hope y'all are ready to dive in today, okay? So let's go ahead and get started, y'all. Hey y'all, what's good? So we're back for another episode on The Real Talk with IV. And today I wanted to talk about looking at certain qualities and figuring out how and what you're going to do to start growing within those areas. Personally for me, during quarantine, I have been really taking the time to look at my ability to understand. My ability to understand and my ability to effectively communicate. Because those are two things that I feel I'm still learning and still trying to grow in. And so I've been recently trying to find good books and good text, as well as like good examples, whether that be like an Instagram influencer or just people within my life that I'm close to that have the ability to effectively understand and to effectively communicate properly. And well, when I say properly, I mean in a healthy manner. So I've really been taking the time to do that, because when I really sat down and looked at my ability to understand, and I'm reflecting on things in like past relationships, and how I responded in past relationships, because I think it's so easy to be like, well, this person did this, this person did that in the relationship, and it's this and this that and blah 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 blah, and it's so easy to point the finger and not take the time to say, well, this is what I could have done better. And I have really been taking the time to reflect and be like, well, this is what I could have done better here to try and navigate it in this way. But at the same time, I also have to realize that I can only do so much with whatever I'm learning as long as someone else is willing to do the same with me. And so now I'm taking the time to really understand, to learn about what it looks like to understand someone else, to be able to sit there and say, well, I understand where you're coming from. I understand how you got to this conclusion. I understand how you got to this scenario, or I understand where your perspective is coming from. I understand how these experiences shaped your thought process. So being able to learn how to effectively understand and to understand in a healthy manner is great, because now I can bring that in and say, you know what? Okay, I understand where you're coming from. I get what you were trying to say, but you know, like now let's talk about it. Let's talk about how we both could have been more clear, or let's talk about how this could have went in a different way. And like for next time, what's our solution? So what are we going to do for next time so we can get to a better place? So that's helping me learn how to establish that initial part so I can have these effective and healthy conversations, right? Because effectively and health and communicating in a healthy manner is being able to talk to someone and say, hey, I feel this certain way and I didn't appreciate that. And the other person being able to say, okay, I understand that you didn't appreciate that. So now how are we going to work to it? Like, for instance, they could say like, hey, you know what? I see where you didn't appreciate it. You know, next time, I'm going to make sure that I don't do X, Y, and Z. That's going to push you the wrong way. And then it's like, okay, thank you. Now I'm going to make sure that I don't do this because I don't want The goal is for us to work together because we want to get things done, not for us to bicker, argue, and fight, right? So that's a healthy conversation. You're sitting there talking because it's like, hey, now we're expressing how we feel. We're putting everything out on the table. We're talking about the situation calmly. We're seeing like, okay, this person didn't appreciate that. I'm listening to what you're saying. I'm taking it all in and I'm processing it. And then I'm responding so I can say like, hey, I understand where you're coming from and I see where I was wrong and what I did to mess up. And here's what, you know, I'm going to make an effort to not do and make an effort to do for the next time so we don't have continued situations like this, so we can move forward and continue to be better and continue to grow, and we don't see the same situation popping up and us having the same conversation. And so that's like a healthy way to communicate. And I've just been seeing like people communicating in a healthy manner and really looking at that, you know. But of course it's going to look different with whomever I'm having these healthy conversations with, because depending on the person I'm talking with, I have to know that person. I have to get to know them. I have to be able to say like, hey, you know what, I'm paying attention to you. I'm paying attention to what you're doing and different things like that. And it's great, like, when you get to know someone, because you're able to say, okay, like, hey, they don't like that, or hey, like, they like this, or hey, this, you know. So you're paying attention to the little things and you're able to learn a lot about them. But yeah, so that is to say that take the time to really grow and elevate in yourself, because what I'm realizing is that there's a lot of things that I had to grow in, looking at my past relationships and being able to think about them critically. And there are areas that I needed to grow in and that I'm still growing in. But I also am starting to realize that even if I was at an optimal point of growth for that particular relationship, if my partner and significant other wasn't, it wasn't going to work out because they weren't at the same level that I was at. And it's okay to say like, hey, you know, we're just not at in the same place right now. That doesn't mean that your other person isn't capable of being in that place. You know, you have to make a decision like, am I going to sit around and try and continue to help you grow while, you know, also risking the fact that I'm getting hurt in the long run? Or am I going to say, hey, you know what, you're a great person, you have a lot of great qualities, and I know you're going to do great things in the world, but there's like growth that you have to do on your own that I can't necessarily help you with, so I'm going to take a step away. And it's okay to do that. And I think we have to look at that also, like, that's a very mature step. And because when you are taking that step away, you're not supposed to be trying to demean the other person. It's not to say, oh, you know what, you're a terrible person, you ain't never gonna be nothing. Like, no, that's not to say that. I would never say that, because I believe in, regardless if people do me wrong, I believe that people are good people down inside. They're just a product of their environment. They're a product of their experiences. So if you've been treated like shit your entire life and that's all you know, you're going to operate in that same manner with other people. If you've been a hustler and you've never been able to effectively communicate with people, you're going to operate in that same manner until someone makes you think like, hey, communicating in that way isn't it. You know, not putting the woman first, or the person that you are supposedly calling your significant other first, like, that's not it. You know, or like, not making sure that you're saying, hey, you know what, I have a woman, I'm not going to be doing these things, I'm going to operate as if I'm in a relationship and I care about this person. When you're not doing those things, you know, like, if you've never seen it, you're not going to know what it looks like. And when people start bringing it to your attention, it may feel like an attack at first because you haven't taken the time to learn that sometimes people are trying to help you elevate. And when people start pointing out those things, like for me, if people are say something to me and say, hey, you know what, can I give you some advice? I'm willing to look at that advice, take that advice, you know, look at it, live life, you know, things are going to be okay. And I'm willing to take advice and hear out on that advice. But you have to get to a point where you're able to do that. You know, if you're not at that point, you have to learn that. And I just, it's so much about like being able to grow. And recently I just been reflecting a lot on past relationships and different things like that. And it's like, yo, like when I sit and I think about it, I'm like, okay, there are things that, you know, I could work on. There are things that I knew that I know, like my ex could work on in these things. And you know, my past relationships, I'm like, there are things that we both could work on. And it's like, now I'm taking those situations and I'm growing from them, right? And you have to realize that growth is going to look different for every person. And whatever that's looking like for you, be growing in these qualities. So take the time to really break down the qualities you have and start developing each of those qualities. So if you're looking at your content of character, you're looking at how you carry yourself, what is the reputation that you're trying to have? What is the first impression you want people to have of you? Do you want people to have this like, oh, she just all over the place? Or you want someone to be like, oh, that's a woman. That's a woman who knows what she wants. She's doing what she got to do. She's being successful. She ain't playing no games. She's not here for shenanigans. Like, what's that first impression, right? But you have to really start and first break down, like, what are my characteristics? What are my qualities? And what are the qualities where I'm lacking? Am I lacking in my ability to be supportive? Okay, well, how do I be a better supporter? Start educating yourself on what a good supporter looks like so you can start building up on that. But start breaking down your qualities, start understanding where are you lacking in certain places, and break those down. Break those down. And it's okay to be real with yourself. I think it's hard for people to say like, well, you know what? I'm not good at this thing. Like, for instance, I know one of my really bad qualities is being a procrastinator, especially when like I'm feeling defeated. Like I'm a very bad procrastinator. Like if I'm feeling defeated, I'll be like, look, you know what? I'm taking a break. I gotta sit back and take a break. And it's like, it's okay to take a break and be like, okay, let me take a step back. Let me reevaluate. Let me rethink this and let me come back with a better plan. What it's not okay to do is take a break and then never come back to it. And that's why I had to start changing my mindset. Like as a procrastinator, like you can be a procrastinator that, and procrastinating can damage you, but you can be a procrastinator in a way that's like, okay, you know what? Let me not think about this as procrastinating, because procrastinating is negative. Procrastinating means that I'm taking a break and I'm never going to get back to it. Procrastinating means I'm going to keep constantly pushing this off because for some reason I'm running from this thing, right? So now I have to figure out, why am I running from this? Why does this task specifically challenge me? Why am I not taking the time to do it? And start really looking at that why. Why am I not taking the time to do this and be effective in this way? And so when I start looking at that, it's like, start learning about taking the time to break things down and say, this is the goal that I have for my day. I have this goal to get this done through this time at this time and do what I gotta do, right? So you're doing those things. And when I start looking at that, I'm like, yo, that's hella crazy. Like, I need to really take the time. And that's how I had to start thinking about my procrastination. Because if I was constantly thinking about a procrastination, I was going to constantly do it, because procrastination is negative. And I hate like negative energy and negative vibes. And I like to avoid that. So I'm going to try and avoid it at all costs. But if I start thinking about it, it's like, okay, you're having a struggle. You're struggling. Why are you struggling? Why are you avoiding that? Okay, you're avoiding it because of this. I'm being real with myself. And I'm tapping into those dark places that I may not want to tap into, but I got to if I want to be successful. I got to tap in and be like, you know what? You're being a procrastinator, or you're not doing what you need to do. So I got to be real with myself. But yeah, so that's to say, be real with yourself. Know that if you're being a procrastinator or whatever this quality is that you are not a fan of, you got to look at that quality, pick it out, break it down, be real. If you know it's a bad quality that you don't like and you want to change it, you want to alter it, whatever you want to do, be real with yourself about what that quality is and why you want to change it, and then come up with a plan to work on it. So that's to say, spend time growing, spend time getting to know yourself, because once you're able to get to know yourself, you're able to do so much more. All right, y'all, but that was that. And we'll talk to you later on The Real Talk with Ive. Bye.
And that's that. Thanks for listening. And remember to have a conversation with yesterday and have a discussion with tomorrow.